Good morning! How you doing? Welcome to a very wet and cold Caves Beach. Four things actually today. The first one is a gift. Secondly is probably a bit of a reminder. And then two little tips. So firstly, I don't know if you've read my book, I Need to Change a Couple of Things, Positive Psychology book. The first chapter in this book, in fact, this is going to be the gift. I'm not sure if you've read it or not, but if you'd like this as a gift, I'll let you know how you get it. But the first chapter in this book is called It's Your Choice. And this is the first point of the reminder. So when I talk about it's your choice, what do I mean? Well, we choose a lot more things than most people realize. You choose what you say next, you choose what you do next, you choose what you focus on. You even choose your attitude. Think about that. So what are you focusing on today? Right now it's Monday morning, it's wet, it's cold, it's very easy to focus on negatives. Can't believe it's meant to be spring and all this kind of stuff, right? We can get depressed about it, or we could choose to look at it a different way. It's nice to get a little bit rugged up. Maybe put the heating on. It's 12.5 degrees according to my car. It's crazy. But it could be a positive thing. Tonight we get home, we might have a glass of red wine and watch a movie or something and relax with our loved ones. So there's always different ways to look at it. So how are you looking at this morning, if it is this morning as you watch this? When you're speaking to your customers, when you're speaking to your prospects, what are you focusing on? Because that's your choice. The next two little tidbits. The first one, which is definitely your choice, and just we simply forget to do this sometimes, is smile. Please put a big smile on your face. People feel it, you feel it. So when you pick up the phone, when you speak to your customers or clients, just put a smile on your face. Why not enjoy the process? You can choose, like, it was funny, a few days ago I asked my 14-year-old daughter now to ask for her help cleaning up around the pool. You'd have thought I asked her for a kidney. And she's doing some vacuuming and with the big blower thing. And her face, oh my God. And I was just trying to get her to smile, because you can enjoy the most menial tasks if you put a smile on your face as point one. Have some fun with it. People are people, right? We're in a people business, remember? So when you connect with people, when you pick up the phone, put a smile on your face first. Enjoy the process. You'll actually get better results as a part of it. And the second little tidbit is something we do naturally, but often we forget to do this and we can tense up. It's just to breathe. Take your time. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. And if you breathe and you smile and you choose to focus on constructive things, your targets take care of themselves. When you breathe, you're listening, more likely to listen to your customers. They feel more understood. You can tailor what you're talking about so much easier. You can close the sale because you know the timing is right when you're breathing, when you're listening, when you're putting a smile on your face. So that's my few little tips today. If you haven't read my book and you'd love a copy, all you simply need to do is to email me and just very briefly, let me know how I've currently helped you with the training so far, and or what you'd like help with. And this can be completely confidential, but be as specific as you can, and I will gift to you a copy of the book. These sell for $30. So it's a really fun book, lots of positive feedback I've got from it. And if you haven't read it already, a copy of this will be yours if you email me with what I've helped you with specifically so far, and or what you'd like some help with. All right, have fun, sell lots, have a great day, have a great week. I'll speak to you very soon. Bye for now.